Yes, I know. Everyone's been asking, Stappy, when's the new podcast coming out? Stappy, you said the podcast was going to be out months ago. Stappy, it's November already. Hint, hint. Stappy, what's the square root of 49? Look, I just say, look, calm down. It's 7, and I don't know. Yes, it's been a long time, and yes, for ARC, anyway, it's been a long time, and I'm here to tell you right now, this is the reason why it has taken so long. All I need now is some music, like some fade-out music, because I'm going to narrate the story. I was quietly enjoying my Saturday afternoon off after a successful night at the town, watching some pre-recorded shows on my TiVo when I suddenly noticed the mail that had been sitting on my counter for a few days. It was a letter from the podcast executives, telling me that they had a new idea for the contract, so I gave them a call.
What can I do for you? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
What can you do for me? Well, I'm Stappy from the podcast. I'd like to talk to the boss. Something about money?
Show you the money.
Show me what money? The money for the podcast?
Yeah, no. Show you the money!
What, are you talking to me? What, are you going to show me the money? I don't understand. What's going on?
Show me the money!
Show you the money?
Show me the money!
I don't have the money yet. You said you were going to give me the money.
Show me the money! Show me the money! Show me the money!
I don't have your money!
Show me the money!
You know what? Okay, I've had enough of this. You Americans, I don't even know how you voted in someone like Barack Obama as your president.
The black people!
You've got to be kidding me. Look, put me on with the boss.
Show me the money!
No, and who the hell was that guy at the end grunting? Somehow, something I said must have worked, because eventually I did get through to my boss. And this is what happened when I did get through to my boss.
Perfect. Hey, Tuggernauts, I've got you on speakerphone.
It's Stappy, not Tuggernauts.
I'm standing here with Les Grossman, and he is dying to tell you why he has apparently wiped his ass with the TiVo clause from your contract.
Les, is it? Okay, look, I don't know if you know who I am, but, you know, I'm a big podcast star. I need TiVo while I'm at home. You know, I can't always be watching TV all the time.
I can't believe I'm still on this.
This is Les Grossman. Who is this?
My name is Stappy, and I rang to talk about where you've taken all my gifts. You know, I made a successful show, and I made you filthy rich, so I think I deserve something.
Oh, okay. Fuckface. First, take a big step back and literally FUCK YOUR OWN FACE!
I don't think so.
Now, I don't know what kind of pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia, Jack, is my territory.
It's Australia, and we're our own continent. We're not part of Asia, you dickhead.
So whatever you're thinking, you better think again. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to head down there, and I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you. You're gonna have to call the fucking United Nations and get a fucking binding resolution to keep me from fucking destroying you.
Okay, look, I think we've got off on the wrong foot here. You just need to calm down and...
I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker! I will massacre you! I will fuck you up!
Right. I don't think he's listening to me.
Did you find out who that was?
Yeah, go!
And it went on like that for, 2.5 years, and the sad thing is, when I actually said 2.5 years, I did a gesture as if to look down at my watch. Why would I do that when I don't have a watch, and a watch doesn't tell 2.5 years? So stay tuned for more Tales of the Lost podcast. But I suppose I should give you a song, for being so good to listening to this short little podcast so far. And the song is from one of my favourite bands, who I went to see live at, in Melbourne. They were the opening act for AC/DC, and I would have gone to see them if they were by themselves. They're called Wolf Mother, and this song is called In the Morning. I just like the lyrics. It's pretty good.
When you wake up in the morning and look into the eyes, and everything you're dreaming of is far beyond the skies, I believe we're going.
into the open void, far across the sky, never wondering why. Oh, my little girl, look into the other side and you'll find a time. Everybody's got